Todd Talks.
Ah, the magic of mindfulness. It's quite beautiful, quite extraordinary. Think of science. Let's look at mindfulness from a science perspective. You can take water, you can take H2O water, and you can look at it in its liquid state, right? And you could look at it in its gaseous state when it turns to vapor, right? Or you could freeze it, becomes a solid. Well, a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to mindfulness, are the same way, because our minds are sort of like that. You know, sometimes we get locked up into emotions and things. They feel solid like ice. But the beautiful part about mindfulness is that it's more like the gaseous state, you know, with water. So think of it this way. Think of it like mindfulness is sort of like the invisible gaseous awareness. It's an energy, right? Awareness, mindfulness is just an energy that if you stop a second and just sort of... So just stopping for a second and just be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of what you hear, what you think, what you feel. Just be the awareness. That's mindfulness. And it's invisible, right? It's not so locked up and solid. You know, we get locked up in these emotions, these terrible emotions sometimes, you know, anger and frustration and sadness and all that stuff. It's just horrifying. It feels very solid. And that's what's great about mindfulness training and meditation in particular. It's really quite beautiful. So I want to talk a little bit about the magic of mindfulness, because to me, it's like magic. You know, it's like but it's not a trick. It's real. And, you know, and I've talked a lot about it. And as many of you know, I talk a lot about mindfulness, especially here in this particular talk on the magic of mindfulness, with 100% certainty. You know, being mindful of one's state of mind is critical, as well as it is to be mindful of everything you do in life, right? So, you know, you sitting there driving or you're walking or just sitting there listening, just being mindful of things. It's just being present with everything you do in your life. You know, how you treat yourself, how you treat others, and how you contribute to life. That's being mindful of that is really important. And certainly treating yourself includes treating yourself well, that is, or being mindful of how you're treating yourself includes how you think. I've talked about this before, you know, be careful about the thoughts you have, how you act, and what you breathe, you know, breathing fresh air, good deep breaths, what you drink, you know, pure, fresh water, hopefully, and filtered water, preferably, because you never know what's in our water, and certainly what you eat, you know, what you ingest, you know, it's important to have a good diet. So being mindful of all that, being mindful of what you're bringing into your body and mind is crucial. And we talked a lot previously about the mental wealth account. It's like having a bank account and making appropriate investments in that, which will have a huge effect on your mindfulness, right? What you invest in your mind or in your body affects your wellness, right? Especially your mindfulness. And if you have a good, secure mental health account, for example, you could take out the energy like a withdrawal at a bank and use it as needed. Right? It's the same concept, which, as you know, sort of happens by itself, but you need to be mindful of it. It's really important to be mindful of that secure mental health account. I've said before, too, the five main pillars for mental savings account, remember, are sleep, diet, exercise, stress management, and exogenous compounds. Quality compounds, good healthy compounds that come from things like mushrooms and, you know, herbs and, you know, organic foods. And you certainly get those compounds from safe, organic, and healthy foods. There's no doubt about that. That definitely attributes to a healthy mind. And I talk a lot about the magic mind shots that I've taken for some time, which, again, is kind of like an insurance policy, you know, taking supplements or vitamins to make sure that you're getting, your body and your mind are getting the proper nutrients to help you run this machinery, this mindful machinery. And I've taken my mindful breaks throughout the day. I've always done that, as you know, but I've also relied on some of these supplements. I don't take many of them, but the Magic Mind Shots I take have all of these compounds I talk about right there in it. And that combined with all the other healthy stuff I do to help maintain it, a very healthy mind, full state of life, and a very healthy lifestyle, But what's awesome about Magic Mind is in January, which it is now, it's a new year. And again, I want to remind you of that mental wealth challenge we've talked about, because there's no better place to start than right now to start focusing on mindfulness and your mental resilience. And I'm stoked because my friends at Magic Mind, you know, they offer this 24-hour pack for focusing on sleep, which I've been using, and they're so relaxing. And what's great about their 24-hour pack is that they have these little green shots, little cool things, all fresh organic stuff. If you go to magicmind.com and check it out to see all the ingredients. They have stuff for daytime and stuff for nighttime, so you can focus throughout the day and work on your mindfulness and your focus throughout the day. Is very soothing, very relaxing, and very healthy. And then nighttime too. You know, it's like having a relaxing tea, if you will, but they're these really cool little shot drinks to help you relax at night and have a great sleep. So that's why they call them 24-hour packs. And now, like I said, I'm stoked because they're passing along this 45%, almost 50% off, 45% off to help you try these cool little health shots. And if you look in the description of this podcast, you'll find the discount code. I've mentioned it before, and I appreciate some of you that reached out and asked me questions about this. And it's magicmind.com, magicmind.com/ToddJen. Try it in all caps, TODDJAN. That's magicmind.com, /ToddJen. And you get the 45% out. Check it out. I love it. I swear by it. And if you want to rely on good quality ingredients and wholesome and pure products like I do, give them a whirl. See if you like it. Check out their products and give their focus and sleep shot a try. Their bundle, their focus and sleep bundle a try. And remember that discount code too to get the 45% off. Okay. So Magic Mind Mental Performance and Magic Mind Sleep. Two key pillars in supporting your 2025 mental wealth, which is really, really important. So check it out. Check it out. magicmind.com/ToddJen. But back to mindfulness. Back to mindfulness. And because every single day we have the opportunity to be 100% mindful about everything we do. I try to do it for even right when I wake up in the morning, right when I wake up, I sort of tap into that mindfulness, the awareness, the presence. You know, I'm aware of, you know, what I feel, the warmth under the covers, or the blankets or the sheets or whatever. Aware of what I hear, focus on what you hear. And don't judge it, just be mindful of it, just be aware of it. And there's this beautiful presence when you get into the mindfulness groove at any time. And then all throughout the day, I take those mindful breaks where I just stop. Sometimes when I go out walking, or I'll go take a break somewhere. I'll find this big pine tree and I'll stop and I teach, you know, meditation, and I'll teach sometimes standing meditation, which is really fun, especially by trees. And you just sit quietly. You can sit or stand or lay down sometimes on a nice warm day, but just sit by a tree and just relax, relax your eyes, relax the muscles in your face, and just sit there and relax. And, you know, just be mindful of what's around you and be mindful of your breathing. Breathing in through the nose, feel the oxygen circulate through your blood, and exhale, let it go. Being mindful of that is very, very relaxing. I think it's the second best thing to meditation. You know, meditation practice allows you to tap into the mindfulness thing, you know, the awareness factor within our body and our mind. But just being mindful of your breaths, of your, you know, like when you take a drink of water, do you gulp it down or are you mindful? Do you just sort of feel the sensation of the water in your mouth and going down your throat and relaxing and, you know, gently drinking this water? Being mindful can be with anything, sipping your tea, sipping your coffee. It could be looking at somebody, observing something. Sometimes when I, you know, I spend time with my grandchild, I'm mindful of our time together. I'm mindful of how he looks, his expressions on his face, his smile, his frown. Being mindful, just being aware, not judging it, not adding the layers upon layers of things upon it. Mindfulness is, again, a beautiful, magical thing. The magic of, is why I call it the magic of mindfulness, because it transforms you from the inside out. So just being mindful today, try to give that a shot today. Just like the Magic Mind shots, no pun intended, but give it a shot. Give it a try. Mindfulness today. Just focus on today. That's why I do these podcasts sometimes, to help you focus on one simple thing per day, because there's a lot to learn. You know, I've been studying this stuff for well over 40 years, and I continue. I feel like I'm still getting started, constantly learning new things, amazing things. So I'm trying to give you little teeny doses to make it easy for you to just get started, to just sort of jump in the stream, to get in the groove. So think mindfulness today. Think mindfulness. So after you're done listening to this, start immediately. Turn the switch on to being mindful. And remember the three states. Remember the states I told you about water. You know, we have a gaseous state, a liquid state, and a solid state, okay? The mindfulness is the invisible state. It's more the invisible gaseous state of just of awareness. And it's just a beautiful, remarkable thing, because that's in everything. That's in all living things. You know, you think of a stone or a rock that's in its solid form. It's actually energy. It's actually molecules and atoms just spinning around and buzzing, and gives this amazing sensation of solidity, right? It's very solid. Feels very hard, right? Punch it, you'll know. It's very, very hard. But you drill down with an electron microscope and you can see things buzzing around. It's really quite cool. Then you go into the liquids and the softer things that are just loosened up a little bit. And then you have, you know, air and dark matter and space and the magical energy that's in our body and in our minds. You know, that's why when we talk about martial arts and we teach martial arts, it's like, you know, tapping into energy, whether it's judo or tai chi or other, we're focusing our energy and our intention, the power of intention. I've talked about that before too. But today, let's focus on mindfulness. Let's just be mindful of our mindfulness, okay? Give that a whirl today. Just focus on being mindful of everything you do. Be mindful of when you're driving. Be mindful of when you're walking each step. Be mindful of your breath. Literally, don't obsess about it, but almost obsess about it, because you need to focus on it. But what's wonderful about mindfulness is you're actually letting go and allowing the mindfulness to happen. You don't have to physically grab something and lift it like it's a heavy weight. You're allowing mindfulness to be there. So that's what I want you to obsess about today, is be let go into mindfulness and just kind of keep an eye on your surroundings. Keep an eye on things. Feel what you feel. Sense what you sense. Hear what you hear. Be mindful about what you're going to say to somebody before you say it, perhaps. Be mindful of what you're going to eat or drink or breathe today, right? You want to avoid all the poisons, you know, think of the junk we put in our body, you know, what we eat. Be mindful of that. Say, why am I doing this? Why am I drinking or eating this or smoking this or whatever? Why, you know, is this really the best thing for this precious machine I have? Be mindful of that. And that builds some awareness, and it'll start to change your health on the inside, which is really important. I'm Todd, a lifetime artist and passionate creative professional with over 30 years of incredible experience. A wellness, martial arts, Zen, and spiritual teacher, imaginative entrepreneur, and honored husband, father, and grandfather. I'm driven to helping others achieve their personal, professional, and spiritual best. You can find me online at toddszen.com or MitchellCreativeGroup.com. Thank you.